SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Secret agent or Australia's answer to Robin Hood.
He was quite brilliant. He was a crook.
Mark Vanell presents Australia's greatest con man. Stream free on SBS On Demand.
You're listening to an SBS News podcast.
Dr. Jamal Rifi is an Australian doctor who has travelled to Syria to try and bring home a group of Australian women and children being held in an IS group detention camp. The federal government has been adamant it will not help with the group's repatriation, and Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has said any of those who do return will face charges if they are found to have broken Australian law. Dr. Rifi has with him passports for the cohort of women and children which have been issued by Australian authorities. He also has another passport in his possession for an Australian man, Yusuf Zahab, who was thought to be dead until the SBS Dateline program revealed in 2024 he was alive and in a Syrian prison. Dr. Jamal Rifi spoke with SBS Chief Political Correspondent Anna Henderson from an undisclosed location.
Dr. Rifi, firstly, can you give us any update at all as to your efforts to try and help this group in the Syrian Al-Roj camp get back to Australia?
Unfortunately, they are still in the camp. They are devastated. Their only hope is what we are doing right now. We feel we're making some inroad with the Syrian government right now, who see the humanitarian aspect of what we are doing. They sympathize with us, but unfortunately, the rhetoric from the Prime Minister in Australia put them off, and we're trying to convince them otherwise and to help those innocent children in the camp. They've stayed for too long. They haven't seen anything except the perimeter of the camp. And we're still hopeful.
Dr. Rifi, what news can you give us about any paperwork that's been approved for Yusuf Zahab, another child who's ended up in the adult prison system? What do you know of his case? Does he have a passport? Where is he now?
Our mission was to repatriate 35, 11 women and 24 kids. Yusuf Zahab was taken from his mother's tent when he reached 13 and was put in an adult prison. We looked for him and we got an information that he is no longer in Syria and he has been taken to Iraq. When I had to inform his legal guardian, I just couldn't stop myself crying because we failed Yusuf. Australia failed Yusuf. No child, a minor, should be put in an adult prison. He is still there, and unfortunately, we can't reach him. And we do have some ID for him, but we just can't. We can't reach him. It's a tragedy, and it's Australian should look after those kids, and we should bring him back, but that's for another mission.
So when you say you have ID for him, do you have one of those single-issue passports for him to return to Australia if you'd been successful in finding him?
Yes, we do. This is an innocent child. He stayed for the camp, he hasn't committed anything wrong, and he shouldn't pay the price of what his father or mother have done. He moved from the camp into an adult prison, and he shouldn't be there. Yes, we do have his passport. We have the passport in total for the 35 cohort that we are aware of. We have not made any attempt to help any of the men. We're only helping the women and their children.
Dr. Reefy, we understand these camps being disbanded. The security situation is volatile. What are your fears about what will happen to these children if they can't leave?
We have the greatest fear that some people will try to use them for financial gain, manipulate them in any way, give them promises that it can't be achieved. And we always stuck with one message: stay together, stay in the camp, don't leave, we come to your rescue.
Dr. Reefy, you are amongst the people that the opposition has labelled terrorist sympathisers. The opposition's calling for people like you to face criminal action for travelling to Syria to try and help this group leave and come back to Australia. You would be seeing some of the rhetoric and the reporting in Australia. What is your response to the opposition's criticism and the broader Australian view, it seems, of this group?
We're not here to help anyone who is sympathiser of ISIS. Our main aim is to help those Australian kids to be in safety, because they've stayed in that camp for far too long. They've been forgotten. From my dealing with those women, I can find that they are caring mothers. And I believe they love Australia, and I believe their stay in the camp made them to realize the beauty of our country and their country.
The Home Affairs Minister Tony Burke on Sunday said that essentially his government didn't really want these people to return. What kind of impact has that rhetoric had, and what's your message to your, you know, friend Tony Burke, to the Prime Minister, about what you hope they will now do so that these families do have a passage back to Australia?
We believe that the sooner bring them back, the better for Australia and the safer for everyone involved, despite the views of the Home Affairs Minister and the Prime Minister and the opposition. Australia will be safer with them being at home. Those children should not stay any longer there.
Final question, Dr. Reefy. Do you now fear it's possible this group will never be able to get back to Australia? Like, what's your view of the likelihood that this mission will end up being a success?
We just have to wait and see. We are a bunch of people right now committed to what we believe in. And we just keep on doing what we can.